Former newspaper tycoon Conrad Black was arraigned yesterday at a U.S. District Court in Chicago. He was charged with 8 counts of fraud, accused of cheating on taxes and stealing millions from the media company that he used to lead, Hollinger International. Mr. Black denied the charges, calling them absolute nonsense and a smear job from A to Z. That's the kind of memorable language you would expect from Conrad Black, one of two oversized figures we're about to learn about this morning. We contacted Roy Greenslade, the media columnist for the Daily Telegraph in London, which is a newspaper formerly controlled by Black.
I think the most remarkable thing about Conrad Black is, apart from being a big man, physically big, was his conversation, bombastic, loud, verbose, repetitive, and used 6 words always where one would do. I remember he once said to me, when describing somebody, "That man is an endomorphic, shameless gadfly, poser, fugitive and confidence trickster, cunning," and so on. He just couldn't stop himself. And of course, that also was strange, because unlike other media moguls, he liked to talk to journalists. He couldn't stop himself talking. He was a very intelligent man and very amusing. Sometimes, though, the joke was on him. He didn't realize, he was sort of unconscious of how amusing he was.
There are talkers who will talk about a fascinating range of subjects and people, and there are talkers who will talk about themselves.
Yes, and he loved his views. When he came to Britain, he quickly befriended the then Prime Minister, Margaret Thatcher. They shared a sort of worldview together. And he could speak to her and for her through his newspaper, and shamelessly intervened in editorial affairs to ensure that his view got across. He even wrote to his own newspaper when he didn't like something, which kind of concealed the fact that behind the scenes he was also pulling the strings. He was a very old-fashioned, Hearstian, Citizen Kane-style media mogul.
And remarkably talented. I can walk into offices here at National Public Radio and look on a bookshelf, and there might be a book that Conrad Black has written. And at the same time, obviously, a talented and successful businessman. It's rare to find both of those skills in the same person.
Yes, I think that made Black unique. Here was a man who'd written a long, learned tome about a Canadian premier, Maurice Duplessis, and about FDR. And it was incredibly well received, his FDR book. His own autobiography is amusing too. But in many ways, his financial problems are strange in that you wouldn't have expected somebody who could analyze so well the problems of others to have got himself into trouble.
Why do people think that he did get in trouble?
I think because, in the end, he treated a public company as if it was a private company. And he believed, therefore, that the money he made in his company was his to use and not that of the shareholders.
We should emphasize he's charged, not convicted.
No, indeed not. But I think the problem for Black is that many of the members of his company have already made up their mind that even if he didn't break the law, what he did in terms of the company was unethical. Interestingly, we had an entrepreneur in Britain who about 15 years ago was found to have plundered his company, called Robert Maxwell, who owned, by the way, the New York Post towards the end of his life.
Ah, yes.
And I remember Conrad writing in his autobiography that Maxwell could have been a rogue on a mighty scale with redeeming virtues, but instead will be remembered as one of history's greatest swindlers. And I just wonder, we shall have to see, whether the same could be written about Conrad himself.
Roy Greenslade is media columnist at The Telegraph in Britain. Thank you very much.
Okay.